awesome. I have my big yard at my house, you know, that a lot of people park down there also. We always go out before the sale starts, the guy that helps me, and make sure that road is totally clear. If anybody is out on the road at all, we try to tell them to move, you know, as all possible. So the road is always kept clear. We check the road several times a night to make sure the road stays clear.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Well, Mr. Russell raised a pretty relevant question about, you know, once it should happen to become something other than an auction house, you're leaving. We can't reverse the zoning once it's zoned commercial.
It would take some work to. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It would be. It could be anything in the C1 designation.
Correct.
If they were to sell,
yes,
or go away, anything in the C1 designation.
Uh-huh. And they wouldn't have to come back, whomever the next owner might be, they wouldn't have to come back to request anything from us if it's zoned commercial, if they want to put a commercial product or
right.
Anything in there.
Nope. Which I think I put that in your packet.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You did. Yep.
So, based on that, is could there be the potential of a CUP that would work in that scenario, or that would
not that I could find, but we're working towards a few changes. It may be April, May, but that's one. I do have auction house definition coming as an amendment. You can look at where you want to put it as C's and P's. Auction house might be a C and an A1. I don't know that in an R1. You'd have to rezone it to A1 and then get a CUP type thing, but I don't see it fitting in R1 because you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And currently it's R1.
Correct.
That,
I can throw that zoning layer on again.
Just that whole strip was mm-hmm. right there, right?
Yeah.
So if we were to consider this, the comment about the parking, I mean, I think it's really a relevant deal blocking the street. I mean, can we make that part of it? He has to gravel that whole back area and make that parking. There'll be no parking on the street. Can we do that?
You could send that recommendation to the county commission, and before they vote, I could check with the Travis that helped us put it together to see if that's feasible. But I don't know right now. Rezones are a little different. They don't have those conditions that you put on certain things.
That's right. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Well, C1 districts are located along collector or higher classification streets.
It really doesn't
meet some of the criteria. But for the, you know, couple nights a week with a few people attending an auction.
It's only one night a week.
One night a week right now, but. What I'm thinking, you know,
okay.
What I'm thinking about the future.
Okay. I hope
no
open will do next week.
Yeah, I would agree. Going from R1 to commercial is a pretty big jump from a zoning perspective. But
well, for instance, if somebody else got the property and they wanted semis coming in and out of there for product, the streets aren't able to handle that.
I understand that part. But did you not say that is a private street? Or is it not?
It's a private street.
No, it's a private, it's an easement. So public does not have access to James. Public should not be accessing James. They need to access off that PowerPoint that I showed. This is your public access is the blue. Now, not to say it couldn't be developed. It's just not developed. It could be whoever wants to develop it can. They'd have to get it surveyed and make sure they stay within the road right of way and they can gravel it.
Maintained it for 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, you own it. That's your dirt.
And when Mr. Russell's family wanted to start putting their home back there, they've been putting track holes and heavy equipment going up through there. And we didn't say nothing about that.
That's what broke up the road.
And so.
So we want to.
But really, C1
approval of the motion and then vote it up or down, right? Even on the rezone.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you've been doing.
Hampers us, doesn't it?
You can explain that.
Okay.
So Scott, do we need to make a, our typical way, we need to make a motion?
I would. I mean, I'd just stay that way. It's been working, and then vote which way you want.
So
the chairman will explain for sure what your vote will be.
Make sure I say this right. So I make a motion that we approve the change from, zoning change from R1 to C1.
And I've got a specific motion to read. So do we have a second for that so that we can vote it up or down? Okay, have a motion and a second. The motion would be motion to recommend approval of application 24-003 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Alan Hansel for the parcels located at Lot 7, Taneyville, First Edition Subdivision, 120 James Street, Taneyville, being part of parcel 03-8.0-27-003-021-001.004 to be rezoned R1 zoning district to C1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So that's the motion on the floor at this time. Is there any further discussion before the vote? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye. Those not in favor, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
So it's 0-5.
Okay, so we'll send the motion to approve did not pass, and that'll be the recommendation. I mean, the recommendation to approve didn't pass. And then the 20th, it'll go before the county commission at 9 a.m., same type of meeting, and they'll actually do a vote whether to approve it or not versus the recommendation.
Thank you. Okay, next. We have 1570 Cedar Park Road.
Application number 24-004, GW Thesis LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 08-7.0-36-000-000-026.000, located at 1570 Cedar Park Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezone request is for RR Rural Residential District for the ability to subdivide it into large lots. So this is our parcel. This is Holiday Hills. It's our T Highway area, T Highway to Cedar Park Road. So the white again is A1. The blue is the RR1. Here's a little bit of multifamily. The yellow's R1. And Cedar Park Road is on the north side of this parcel. Here's the entrance into Cedar Meadows, which is a large RR subdivision. Here's the proposed plat that they just presented, just as a potential platting that would come in behind. And I just took a few pictures. Parcel. And with that, I think the representatives made it, so we'll turn it over to him.
Good evening. My name is Brad Ferguson. I'm with Great River Engineering here to represent the rezone to answer any questions you might have. So.
Any Any specific questions?
So that is the plat? That's what you're going to do?
Yeah, that's a sketch plat. All the lots would be 5+ acres, private well, private septic.
So I did have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You did realize this is 7 lots, which is fine, which will have to come back before these as major subdivisions. I can only do up to 6 on a parcel. And if this is fine, but...
I think this was initial, but we're not going to go any more than that. It'd be 7 or less. I think they're going to shoot for 6.
Yeah.
So, again, they'll all be 5+ acres. They're not intending to go down to small lots.
And across the road is RR1.
Yeah, all the green you see is RR1.
Okay. Correct. All right, seems pretty self-explanatory. Do we have anyone in the audience that wants to speak on behalf of the application? Opposed to the application?
Hi, my name is John White, and I've got about 90 acres just to the south of that. And my main concern is the runoff on this thing that's happening. And my biggest concern is just 75 to 80 foot from that property. It's, I guess, a commercial dump. I've seen dozens and dozens of loads of trash go down there and be buried over the last 5 to 6 years. And if you don't believe me, there's several people here from Cedar Park Road. Just ask them if they've seen loads going down that road.
And where is that? Is that on the property in question or a different parcel?
Here's the property. Right here, this clearing right here is 3+ acres that had been dumped and filled in with the old buildings from Branson and Hollister for the last 5 to 6 years. And I thought you might ought to be aware of that. I mean, that's residential. My place is south of there. Over the last 5 or 6 years, we would get up and the reek of the smell from burning and stuff, rubber and whatever, coming down through the valley. My house sits right here. Right here is my house right here, and this is my property right here, plus 15 acres here. And then to top that, this water will run right down through here, and there's a waterfall right down here at the bottom, and it's 1 mile to the second big cove back from Fireside Dam at Tanny Coleman. That water will run, the sewer will run right down through there, all the runoff. And I think you ought to be able to, you ought to check into, if that's a commercial dump, I don't know, do they have a license for a commercial dump?
Well, Scott? I don't think that's part of the application, but
yeah, well, the DNR. Well, no, it's not on that property.
DNR's
they own that property also.
Yeah, so that's the connection. You're saying they own that too.
They own that too.
But that's no part of this property that we're looking at, right?
It's 75 foot from it. I don't know whether you'd consider that a problem or not. That's up to you guys.
No, I appreciate you bringing that up. It is, because it's not part of that parcel, it's really out of our purview.
And if you will look at the aerial survey from Taney County itself, it's over 3 acres that's been filled over the last 5 to 6 years. I think you ought to be aware of that.
Okay, absolutely.
Especially for residential wells or whatever. And that's all I have to say.
Have you never been made to DNR?
I talked to Scott about it. Scott,
they've been on site and checked it and sent me an email a long time ago that the fill was approved fill.
Who did?
DNR.
DNR?
Yep. Well, and they said that wasn't the first time they'd been out there. So.
Scott, you told me on the phone,
no,
and I've got witnesses that sitting there on the phone, you said DNR come out, kicked around, said it's toxic but not enough to worry about.
Well, they said it was approved fill. And it had, I mean...
It may be approved fill, but...
It's their purview. It's not under my jurisdiction to do landfills. It's the DNRs.
I mean,
I don't write speeding
tickets. I'm just kind of getting tired of...
I don't write landfill tickets.
I'm getting tired of everybody passing the buck.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're passing the buck. That's
okay.
That's not under our purview, and we're letting you know it's the DNR. So if I would recommend that you work...
I've had dealings with the DNR before, and they're just another government agency that don't give a... Darn. You probably know what I'm talking about.
I deal with them quite a bit, and I would I guess, beg to differ with you that they're very thorough in what they do. But that's on that's in my business.